After months of disease and economic downturn, smaller municipal governments are hoping for an easier 2021, even as they await federal relief and the COVID-19 vaccine. WAMC caught up with North Adams, Massachusetts Mayor Tom Bernard to find out what Berkshire County's second largest community learned from 2020 and what 2021 may hold.
The big takeaway is the power of collaboration. We worked very intentionally from the start with our regional emergency planning committee, which morphed into our COVID-19 operations center. So you had the Northern Berkshire communities working in lockstep and coordination in our public health response. And we couldn't have done that as quickly or as effectively as we have and continue to do if we hadn't had a good, strong basis for that and a team in place in the regional group that's been doing this for almost 20 years now.
As far as the impact of the pandemic on North Adams, what is the status of the city at the very beginning of the year?
You know, we're still in it. And so businesses continue to struggle. Right now, all of our students are learning in remote learning. The school committee made that decision in December, looking at the data that we would remain in remote learning till the 19th of January, and that's something a lot of districts have done. But there's hope on the horizon. We're looking at the vaccine distribution protocol for first responders. We know that DPH and then again this operations team will help put a really good plan in place for the distribution of the other groups and the other phases of vaccine distribution. So we've got that. I'm hopeful and optimistic that we'll be able to focus on long-term planning. I mean, it's not too far off from the 2022 budget season. In fact, I've got that work starting with my team. And then I'm hoping that we see a summer season in North Adams and the Berkshires, the way we've all gotten used to seeing and enjoying when we're able to do that.
As far as municipal policies or your goals for 2021, what's on your administration's docket in this new year?
I think, like it or not, the COVID response is going to be the big thing. But if we look back, we didn't take our foot off the gas over the past year. We didn't celebrate with a ribbon cutting, but we opened a new city park over in the Brayton neighborhood. We got a Mass Trails grant to do some trail mapping and promotion of outdoor recreation. We'll continue to do that work. We got a MassWorks grant last year to work over in the Blackington neighborhood and help with the redevelopment of the Blackington Mill. I think we'll really continue to see work focused on our micro business lending program to help small businesses recover, in addition to programs like the one that the state announced last week. And then really continuing to focus on downtown development, economic development, climate resiliency will be a big thing. One of the first things I'll be bringing forward to the City Council for the meeting next week is our hazard mitigation plan, to get that approved locally so that that's blessed and something that we can work with FEMA and MEMA on to set priorities and really focus on climate resiliency, which is going to be a big challenge here in North Adams, as it is everywhere. And the timing couldn't be better given the environmental bill that's making its way through the Massachusetts legislature.
Is there anything unfinished from 2020 you hope to address this year?
Really, the big one, and this goes in hand in hand with our budget development for this year, is just kind of long-term fiscal planning and fiscal stability for the city. I mean, this is something that you always worry about. We've talked about this before, budgets being tight, and really just making sure that we are being responsible with the public purse and the investments that we make and the responsibility that we have to the taxpayers of the city.